Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Huang.
All right, Ryan Huang, The Bigger Picture, and you are talking about something that's been in the news for the last couple of weeks now, and it's finally here in Singapore.
In fact, it's V-Day today because you will get the health workers in the front of the queue getting their shots. And of course, one of the big winners in the stock market this year has been vaccine makers. No surprise. And this includes the likes of Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna. Just to give you an idea, Moderna's stock price has gone up more than five times this year.
Five times. Yeah.
And BioNTech is up more than double. So that's the type of rally or optimism people have been going or putting into those share prices.
All right. So you'll be talking to an analyst about this one.
And we are chatting with Jeremy Chia. Let's get a bigger picture from him. He is an analyst at Compounder Fund at Galilee Investment Management. Morning, Jeremy. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ryan. I'm doing good, thank you.
Hey, Jeremy, so the big question now, after such a huge rally in some of these vaccine makers, is it too late to jump on the vaccine stocks bandwagon? Before we get into the details, give us an idea of how the vaccine business works. How much money can these drug makers make?
I think the total market opportunity for the COVID-19 vaccine is going to be in the tens of billions per year for the next few years. So it's difficult to pinpoint exactly how much because there are a lot of different factors that are going to affect the whole market opportunity. But what we can make a few assumptions here. We know that there's about 7 billion people in the world. We know that to have immunity, herd immunity, we need about 70% of the population vaccinated or immune. Mm-hmm. And then we know that efficacy rate is about 90%. So that puts us around 11 billion doses required, because we also know that we need two doses per person. If you add that all up, in terms of some simple back of the envelope math, we know that there'll be about $200 billion opportunity at the low end of the spectrum. If we know that Moderna is selling their doses about $20 to $37 per dose. So yeah, so a simple back of the envelope math, we know that about $200 billion in sales revenue are up for grabs in this market.
Yeah, so it sounds like a very simple idea, right? You need vaccines and these guys are the only ones who make it. So it's going to be a big market and you might need even more vaccines down the road. So is there anything to think about when you jump into the vaccine bandwagon?
Yeah, so there are a few companies that are trying to get into this. As you mentioned, Moderna, Pfizer and BioNTech are the two companies that are the two have now produced two vaccines that are available in the market now.
Mm-hmm.
But the most obvious risk is for those that are not yet there yet, who are in phase 3 or phase 2 trials, the most obvious risk is are the vaccine candidates efficient enough to gain approval. So we have J&J, Johnson & Johnson. Mm-hmm. We also have Novavax, which is also in phase 3, and we have AstraZeneca, which is also in phase 3. So the risk for them is, can they get approval in their respective countries, and is efficacy rate good enough? And as for the companies that already have an approved vaccine, there's like Moderna, as I mentioned, Moderna, BioNTech, and Pfizer. The risk for them is competition. Competition can erode some of their market share if there's a better vaccine out there, more easily transportable, or if the efficacy is higher. So we know that Moderna has the current vaccines have it's very difficult to transport. They require very low temperatures, and the efficacy rate is very high. So if there's a vaccine that comes out that is easier to transport, has equally good efficacy, then there could be a market share that could be gained from the other companies that have produced this more easily transportable vaccines. So as I mentioned, J&J has a vaccine that's also a single dose vaccine. So that could be even more appealing for government and for the wider population in the future.
All right.
And AstraZeneca, the vaccine is, they're in partnership with Oxford University. And the vaccine is also going to be cheaper because they said that they're not wanting to make a profit during the pandemic. Very noble from them. And they're going to price it at about $3 to $5 per dose. So that could also affect the competition current incumbents in this space.
Right, we're chatting with Jeremy Chia. He's an analyst at Compounder Fund for Galilee Investment Management, talking about whether it's too late to jump on the vaccine stocks bandwagon. And you've mentioned a couple of risks, including competition, eroding market share, and to a certain extent seen quite a lot priced into the stock price already. So if you consider all that, is there anything else that could push up the stock price in terms of potential catalysts down the road for these vaccine makers that could make it more worthwhile for people to think about going into these stocks right now?
Yeah, so you're exactly right. Vaccine stocks have rallied a lot, as you mentioned. Moderna is up more than fivefold. BioNTech is up twofold. So I think a lot of the potential earnings of the vaccine have already been priced in, especially for those companies which have gained approval. So you gain emergency use approval. You probably noticed that the stock price has shot up since these two companies applied for the emergency use approval, and now they are valued at Moderna is valued at about $40+ billion and BioNTech about $20+ billion. So clearly, a lot of it is being priced in, but there are some potential catalysts for Moderna and BioNTech. So both of them, their only current commercialized drug now is the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine. But they both have a wide pipeline of future drugs. So both of them use mRNA technology to try and build drug candidates to cure cancer as well as for vaccines. So now that we know that mRNA technology is possible, so there's a good, very promising results from mRNA technology, and they can just plug and play and use the same technology on the other vaccines and the other pipeline drugs. So if any of the other pipeline drugs gains widespread commercialization, there could be a further catalyst for the stock price.
Yeah, so potentially this mRNA technology could unlock a different sort of profits for all these new products that we have not seen yet. So that could be the next catalyst to look out for. And just to bring us back to the question again, is it too late to buy into these stocks? What should investors be thinking about when they look at these vaccine makers?
Yeah, so right now, we can probably split up these vaccine stocks into a few categories. One is the big players. So your J&J, your Pfizer. So for them, the vaccines, the COVID-19 vaccine, is a big opportunity for them, but it's still only a small part of the revenue. So we really have to factor in all their other revenue sources, their whole portfolio of drugs, and how their portfolio will do over the long term. For smaller companies like Moderna and BioNTech, which rely heavily on COVID-19 vaccine at the moment, I think a lot of the future profits of the COVID-19 vaccine have already been priced in, as we have seen from the sharp rise in the share price and the very lofty valuation of the company now. They're trading at $20 billion and $40 billion respectively. So a lot of that optimism is already baked into these two stocks' share price. So now the only thing we have to look out for is, do we believe that their potential catalyst can come from their pipeline drugs, as well as whether there's any upside potential in case, for example, if the vaccine requires a booster every few years, and there will be another avenue of growth for the company. It will mean that the COVID-19 vaccine revenue will be recurring. So yeah, that is still an unknown. And then there's a third group of vaccine stocks which are not yet commercialized yet or haven't yet gained FDA or emergency use approval. So that's the likes of Novavax, which are the small players which will depend heavily on that disapproval. So for example, Novavax is trading at has a market cap of about $8 billion. So the the stock price hasn't truly reflected the total opportunity for the COVID-19 vaccine opportunity for them. But there's also the risk that they are only in third stage trials. So if you're going to buy into the stock now, you must know that there's a risk that they may have delays. So they only recently announced their US clinical stage three trials. So if there's they want to get 30,000 people on board. So there'll be some delays, especially with the two vaccines already out. They might have difficulty finding participants for their trial. But if they are able to get the good results for that trial, then maybe we can see some catalyst for this group of stocks, which are not yet gain approval, but so the stock is not yet fully priced in yet.
Yeah, I guess it goes back to the fundamentals of the business model, and that includes the product pipeline. We're actually with Jeremy Chia. He is an analyst at Compounder Fund for Gilead Investment Management, helping us to look at whether it's too late to jump on the vaccine stocks bandwagon. Jeremy, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Brian.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.